mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, Mount St. Helens is set for another eruption at any time now, they're saying. We'll be talking to a Marlins fan who spent the night in jail for a curfew violation. We'll also talk about Kansas to conduct flu-like exercises in October, masked force inoculation drills. These have been going on nationwide. Britons secretly kept in post-war French camps after being, quote, liberated out of the German death camps. They were handed over to the French who kept them. I want to talk about how our own government did similar things. Vaccinating against vice, new vaccines to make you not be aggressive or so you can't be addicted to drugs, forcibly given at birth. We'll be going over all of this as well. And I want to go back over some of the top news. The new Patriot Act, along with the new national ID card, rolled into one, added to a pork barrel piece of legislation trying to get this passed. Very serious situation. Paul Watson, we're about to go to Andrea and Tim and Carol and many, many others that are patiently holding, Justin and others. But listening to that last caller, he kept saying these are strong allegations we're making about Kerry being Bush's cousin, being Skull and Bones, being New World Order. He obviously thinks Kerry's going to save us. These aren't strong allegations. These are the background of what this guy's been involved in.
Well, exactly, and you can go back 2-3 years and find that Kerry was part of the lobbying groups, which were akin to organizations like the Project for a New American Century. He was part of the lobbying groups, which again called for the invasion of Iraq and admitted that Saddam Hussein was a pretext and that the agenda was to control stability, as they call it, in the Middle East, and to obviously launch further wars from those bases which are now being constructed.
Well, Paul, here's the litmus test. He's pro-abortion, he's pro-open borders and total amnesty, and the guy is pro-gun control, he's for the war, and he's for the new Patriot Act and National ID card, saying we need a bigger domestic CIA, a bigger military.
Yeah, well, we just went through earlier 14 different points on which their policies and views and perspectives on the major issues, both domestically and internationally, are exactly the same. So then they throw us this this thing about bilateral, multilateral talks with North Korea, as if that even matters when the people who were arming North Korea at the time of the Clinton administration...
Donald Rumsfeld and Bill Clinton.
Yeah, in 98 and 2000. So, I mean, that's just a surface-level thing where it appears that there's a difference in perspective. And it's the same people behind the scenes running the operation. There was no difference between the policy towards North Korea under Clinton or under Bush. It's the same
thing.
Well,
a lot of people are just in love with Kerry, and they're into this whole tribal warfare, you know, beating their swords against their shields. Kerry, Kerry. Folks, it's a football game. It's a diversion. You know, they're going to have Bush come back in the polls and Kerry come back in the polls, and they're manipulating you to make you feel like there's a real process. Meanwhile, you ignore what's happening locally in your town or city.
And another story which we might want to cover, which is not in defense of Kerry, but it highlights something else which is interesting, is that Fox News had to come out and apologize for creating a completely faked news story. You know,
and they're only apologizing because they got caught.
Yeah, I mean, while people like Jason Blair and Dan Rather are castigated for weeks when they do the same, you know, rightly so in most people's eyes. Shame they don't report on the admitted fakes, which later come out. The Fox News reporter Carl Cameron made up a story about Kerry bragging about his nail manicures after the debate. You know, it's a similar thing to, you know, did he use a pen? Well, who cares? And Fox blamed it on fatigue and bad judgment. How on earth can you justify manufacturing fake quotes with fatigue as a justification? And, you know, if they're lying about such periphery issues as Kerry's nails, then what real stories are they making?
Well, I mean, Rather's in trouble for falsifying reports, but the administration creates all these fake weapons of mass destruction reports, and, oh, it's a good thing. We'll be right back. Hey folks, Alex Jones here. And the behavior of our police is a reflection of our government. One look in the mirror and we know our country is entering a high-tech police state. Here's just a sample from my documentary film, Police State 2, The Takeover.
In downtown Seattle today, the First Amendment ended.
The civil emergency was created by the police.
Riot police attacked people on the street indiscriminately.
The medical bills are going to be enormous for me.
You see them here with their hands cupped behind their backs. They are being led into the Sandpoint Brig. The neighbors in that area of Sandpoint Naval Air Station were shocked to hear that the old brig was being reopened.
This information is absolutely vital for all freedom lovers in the United States. Order your video today. Call toll-free at 888-253-3139. The number to order the takeover again is 888-253-3139. Or go to my website, Infowars.com.
Introducing the most efficient gravity filter available. You know, if you were to throw 100 ball bearings at a magnet, most would bounce off. But if you placed them on the magnet, all would stick. The same principle applies in water filtration. Most filtration systems force water through the filter at 60 to 90 PSI, causing water molecules to race through the filter in less than a second. The Berkey Light is different. Water molecules take 5 to 10 minutes to pass through the torturous path of the self-sterilizing filter. This allows the proprietary media formulation to remove and reduce pathogenic bacteria, cysts, chemicals, herbicides, pesticides, organic solvents, foul tastes, odors, heavy metals, and nitrates. It is so powerful, it purifies raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. Get the Advanced Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Are you concerned about the quality of air and purity of water in your household? If you answered yes, then you owe it to yourself and your family to check out the amazing benefits of owning your own personal ozone generator. With an ozone generator, you can kill bacteria and viruses in your drinking water. Get rid of that stale air in your house that keeps recirculating. Your new ozone generator will remove odors and provide a clean, fresh scent throughout your house. Call Cliff Scott Enterprises for one of the most affordable ozone generators available today. That number is 800-569-4340. The ozone generator is portable, has an internal blower for ozone disbursement into the air, and comes with a tube attachment for ozonating liquids. Best of all, it's affordable. It's only $385, and that includes the shipping. So call Cliff Scott Enterprises at 800-569-4340 for your personal ozone generator, or visit on the web at cliffscott.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, 8 minutes, 30 seconds into this third hour. Thank you so much for joining us, my friends. Andrea and Andre, and Tim and Carol and Jason, everybody else, your calls are coming up here in a little while. And a lot more news. Paul Watson riding shotgun with us. I'm Alex Jones, your host. Why is this article important? Marlins fan spends a night in jail for curfew violation. This is out of the Palm Beach Post from a few weeks ago. And it says, Marcos Gonzalez started the evening Tuesday in his regular seat behind home plate at Pro Player Stadium, but ended it standing for 11 hours in a hot, crowded jail cell where he was detained for breaking the Palm Beach County curfew. Gonzalez, the 35-year-old attorney and a Marlins season ticket holder, watched his team beat the Mets with his brother-in-law and his two kids. When the game ended after 9 p.m., toward the Wellington to join his wife and son at his sister's house. And after exiting into Interstate 95, he was stopped three times by law enforcement officers enforcing the curfew. Two of them told him to have a good night and allowed him to pass after he explained he'd been at the game and showed them his ticket stubs. But later he was pulled over, and the deputy said, "I don't care where you were, I'm going to arrest you," and put him in plastic handcuffs. Now, here's the problem with this. You had hurricanes down there, and they'd passed, and they would arrest people randomly who were out after dark. But the problem is I see articles 5 years ago out of Cloverport, Kentucky, where they have a curfew for adults after dark, and it's selectively enforced. New York's talking about an adult curfew. All these other places are talking about curfews, and, quote, we'll just search you after dark. You know, oh, well, we've got this new threat of terrorism or whatever. Folks, this isn't America. We've all seen the video of the father trying to get back to his property after 5 days of not being in it. Hurricane's long gone. He argues with them, so they taser him in front of his family. We see all the different reports and video of stuff like this happening. They didn't used to behave like this. This isn't the way this country used to operate. But with the backdrop of terrorism, all these petty things now are being treated as these huge crimes. And joining us again is Marco Gonzalez. Good to have you on with us, sir.
Thank you. Good to talk to you.
You bet. Describe what happened to you and why you think it was wrong.
Well, first of all, I didn't know that there was a curfew in place after the hurricane because I had no way of knowing. I had no power in my house. I didn't have access to the Internet. So I spent most of my days after the hurricanes cleaning up debris in my backyard, and I decided to take a break and go to the Marlins game. This was 3 days after the hurricane. I had a great time at the game, didn't think anything of the curfew, and then I started making my way back home, and at the first roadblock is where I realized that there was a curfew in place. And I showed the officers the ticket stubs. My wife and son decided not to go to the game with me because they just didn't want to go to Miami after everything that we had gone through. We didn't have power at our house. We were staying at my sister's house. And as the paper states, I was making my way home, I was stopped at two roadblocks before the last roadblock where I was arrested. The cops thought that going to a Marlins game was a good excuse, but when I got to the third officer, in his discretion, there's no basis for me to be out on the street.
Well, here's a question I've got. I mean, I always have pointed this out. You got bars all over downtown Austin or any other city, everybody getting drunk, but then they let you go out and get in your car and leave. Why don't they just shut down the bars? And I'm not saying we should do that. Well, it's the same thing with this Marlins game. They let you have a Marlins game, and the restaurants are all open, but then when you try to drive on the streets, they arrest you. That's ridiculous.
I couldn't agree with you more. You know, the argument they try to make was that the game was in Miami and we live in Palm Beach County. It's only an hour drive, and the Marlins cater to fans in Palm Beach County, so I'm in agreement with you. If there's this curfew, in my opinion, they shouldn't have the game.
Well, it just shows that they're not reasonable.
No, definitely.
This is not reasonable.
Couldn't agree with you more. I mean, Florida, there's a Florida statute that allows them to place this curfew. And the statute, if I may read from the statute for your benefit, says whenever the sheriff or designated city official determines that there has been an act of violence or a flagrant and substantial defiance of or resistance to a lawful exercise of public authority, and that on account thereof there's reason to believe that there exists a clear and present danger of a riot or other general public disorder, widespread disobedience of the law, and substantial injury to persons or property may occur. Those are the conditions that have to exist in order for the sheriff to enact the curfew. It's my opinion that 3 days after the curfew, those conditions didn't exist. And the sheriff put this curfew in place. And when there shouldn't have been a curfew. Go ahead.
Can you describe what it was like at the third checkpoint, what they said to you?
It was no different than the other two. It's just that the law is put in place, so it gives a discretion to the officer. And this officer, obviously, in my opinion, abused his discretion. I have no idea what was wrong with the guy. He could have been having a bad day. For all I know, I don't know what was troubling
the
guy.
Describe what happened. You go, here's my ticket stub. They just let me through two checkpoints?
Exactly. I pulled up to where he was. By the way, he was letting people go left and right before I got there, so I have no idea why he decided to keep me and let the other people go by. He asked me what I was doing now, and I said, listen, I'm coming back from the Marlins game. Here's my ticket stub. I've already been stopped at two other curfews. I'm on my way to my sister's house. She's 2 minutes from here. And he basically said, get out of the car. I didn't tell him that I was an attorney because, frankly, I didn't think that was necessary. Now, and that can go either way with sheriff's officers, to tell you the truth. But I didn't think that was necessary. I wanted the same treatment that any other citizen would have gotten. And essentially, he says, get out of the car. That's not an emergency. He handcuffed me and threw me in the back of a police car and then took me down to another place where they were holding all the curfew violators. And then they took me to jail, and I spent 11 hours there while they processed me, and I was eventually released.
Well, Mr. Gonzalez, did they charge you with anything? Did they drop the charges?
No, they haven't dropped the charges. They offer most of the people that were arrested the same plea deal, which was plead no contest, and they withhold adjudication and pay court costs. And sadly, most of the people that I saw in the courtroom at the time of the arraignment accepted that plea deal. I pleaded not guilty, and I'm waiting for a court date, essentially.
Well, this is why I had you on, because they can claim, oh, we had hurricanes, we've got to do this. But I wanted to illustrate how it's, number one, selectively enforced, and number two, they're talking about if there's a big flu outbreak, shutting the whole country down, and then this will be martial law, training us how to live under this. And I don't know if you're aware, sir, that other cities are doing this for adults 365 days a year without some type of crisis happening. Were you aware of that?
No, I wasn't. And frankly, if I hadn't been arrested, perhaps I never would have been concerned with curfews, but it definitely has brought an awareness that wasn't there before. You know, I come from, I'm an immigrant from a country where martial law exists all the time. That's the country of Cuba. And I certainly don't want the same type of laws in the country that I love so much, you know?
Exactly. I agree with you. And it doesn't matter what administration it is, FEMA and others just want to expand their control and power and want to set that precedent. I want to bring Paul Watson, our correspondent from England, on. Paul, they've got plans there if there's any type of terror attack to shut down cities and have martial law there, or if there's a bad flu outbreak. Why have we never needed this before, but now this atmosphere has been intensified, Paul?
Well, because in Britain, we're under a state of emergency, a permanent state of emergency since 9/11. In the civil contingencies bill, that's exactly what it outlines. But to emphasize, this thing in Palm Beach is nothing about any kind of hurricane, because there's another article that I've just found 2 minutes ago out of the Palm Beach Post, which is tired deputies meet tall tales on curfew beat, and it says it's already 1:30 a.m. Friday and the paddy wagon has made the rounds twice, picking up an eclectic array of vagrants, up to no good miscreants, and the curious who chose to ignore the 11 p.m. to 6 a.m. curfew in St. Lucie County. By the end of the 7-hour operation, there will be 37 curfew arrests, but then it goes on to talk about the one case that it makes an example of. So
they're still doing this, or?
That's dated Saturday, October 2nd, 2 days ago. 11
sure, that's after Hurricane Gene. I'm not sure if Port St. Lucie, which is north of Palm Beach, still has a curfew in place.
So it's just continual. It's.
But this doesn't even mention any kind of hurricane. It's just the regular policy, an 11 p.m. curfew.
Let me tell you something that perhaps you don't know. The same statute that authorizes a curfew says that a curfew can only be extended once you have an emergency declaration. A curfew can only last for 72 hours. If after those 72 hours a sheriff wants an extension, he has to go in front of the county commissioners and request that extension. That extension has to be granted by the county commissioners. That was never done in my case, in the case of the Palm Beach County curfew.
So as usual, it's color of law. They're not even operating under a lawful order.
No, absolutely. In fact, the only guy that broke the law that day was our sheriff. He arrested me and other people roughly 100 hours after the curfew was enacted. But again, he kept enforcing this curfew.
And so they're still charging people when it wasn't even a law being broken.
Absolutely.
Again,
that was my case.
Again, it just gets worse and worse. Well, Marcos Gonzalez, thank you so much for joining us, and I'm sure you'll win your case. And I know if more people challenged it, they'd stop abusing this law.
Well, what I'm hoping for, I've sent out mailers to many of the people that are arrested, and I hope to represent them in a civil case. Attempting to get damages for having been falsely arrested under the sheriff's curfew.
Title 22 U.S. Code?
Well, just false imprisonment. I mean, a common action of false imprisonment, and I'm sure there are other statutory
All right.
There's that sort of basis for this lawsuit.
All right. Well, thank you for joining us.
All right. Thank you very much.
Take care. We'll come back, take your calls, cover more news. Stay with us.
If you're interested in saving money on your prescription drugs, call Canada right now and talk to a pharmacist to save your money.
You can talk to a real pharmacist at Granville Pharmacy in Vancouver at 1-877-766-1666. You can save up to 50% on your prescription medication.
If you're looking to save money on your prescription medications, you can call Canada right now, 1-877-766-1666.
U.S. gold and silver coins. Tired of guessing what they are? Which are collectible? Which are bullion? Get your answers where the experts get theirs. The 2005 Red Book Guide to U.S. Coins. As a special offer, Midas Resources will send you a 2005 Red Book and a genuine silver dollar for only $22.95. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237. Learn what real money is. Feel real money. Get your 2005 Red Book and genuine silver dollar today. That's 1-800-686-2237.
The Berkey Light is your premier source for purified water. It's portable and requires no water pressure, so you can enjoy healthy drinking water, whether it's during normal times or hostile environments like a local or national emergency. That's because it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is unique because it removes pathogenic bacteria, cyst parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul taste and odors like the rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it extracts nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light's rechargeable LED lighting system is so bright it can be used as a reading light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Hi, folks. This is Michael Trudeau. Jerry Guidetti from the ARC Institute just called to tell me their new 100% non-hybrid family seed packages are ready right now. You've heard me rave about the great gardens I've grown from the ARC Institute's heirloom seeds. Tomatoes with real old-time tomato taste. Big sweet onions, bright red and green lettuces, sweet corn, peppers, melons, cukes, beans, peas, pumpkins, popcorn, and so much more. 50 generous seed packets in all for the best-tasting, healthiest garden ever. And there's no need to buy vegetable seeds ever again. These non-hybrid seeds can be saved from your own fruits and veggies year after year for family food security. These days, that's just plain smart. Friends, don't wait. The ARC Institute runs out of these rare seeds every year. Call them today at 800-255-1912. That's 800-255-1912. Don't forget to visit arcinstitute.com and read Jerry's food supply updates. It's powerful stuff.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Paul Watson, there's another example of what I've been talking about for a long time. They're not even operating under lawful orders. They just continue to extend it out when it's not even in effect because they love the power, they love the control. This is how they like our everyday life to be. And that's what it's going to be like under this new Patriot Act 2/National ID Card. Back in 98, in my Police State 2000 film, I showed the document from 98. We're under national safety initiatives. They're going to put in hardened checkpoints and search everyone on a daily basis. And now it's in the mainstream news last Friday. that, oh, we're going to have checkpoints on the roads now. Oh, and if you want to graduate from high school, you'll have to go serve up to 10 to 20 hours a week out there helping search vehicles. I mean, this is a nightmare system. Paul, words really can't describe how textbook Orwellian this really is.
Well, no, but don't worry, because if you have a green security threat classification on that national ID card, then the government will graciously allow you to stay out past 11 p.m. Here's another article on that issue. Cold sufferers will soon need ID to get relief. Catching a cold is about to get much more complicated. Governor Ted Kulonski issued an order Friday that will require people buying over-the-counter cold medicines in Oregon to show identification and leave personal information at the register. So it's all being phased into the introduction of this ID and what kind of benefits you're able to access under your specific definition of security threat with this color-coded CAPS 2 system.
And folks, this is all official. We're not playing games. Andre in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Go ahead.
Hello, Alex.
Yes.
I have a comment about Patriot Act 2.
Yes.
It seems like, you know, in the more recently parts of the Patriot Act, one bill was shot down, and it just seems like now they're just trying to put something even more bizarre, you know, in the legislature. It just amazes me.
Well, a federal judge in New York said that Section 213, sneak and peek, is unlawful, unconstitutional, but they're saying they're not going to stop. And that's all I know of that's, quote, been shot down. And at the same time, Patriot Act 2, remember, didn't exist, even though parts of it have already been passed last year. Now the new Super Patriot Act 2 has the national ID card as well.
Right. Also, I got a story for you. I was vacationing this past weekend with my family, and we went to, I live in Wisconsin, went to Wisconsin Dells. You know, there's all sorts of water parks and hotels and stuff. And we're in the water park, and I chose to sit in a hot tub, so I'm sitting in a hot tub with a group of people. I noticed there's a camera right looking right at us in the hot tub, and we're in this indoor water park. There's hundreds of people everywhere, and we're just so amazed. And what's even more bizarre, this man came up and took a picture of the hot tub with us sitting in it and then walked away. It was so bizarre, and, you know, because you had a comment about cameras in hotels and motels. Well, it's definitely true. I mean, you know.
Well, I got an internal document from a Hilton employee a few months ago where they say, well, we have these high security threats all over the country, and we secretly search people's cars when they're in the parking garage or when the valets park them. Well, now we're going to have this go nationwide. And, you know, it's the same thing over and over and over and over and over again, and none of it has to do with fighting the terrorists. It's about living in this police state control grid. And here's another one. Kevin had to leave town. I was unable to meet with him yesterday, but my good friend Kevin, who's a good source of info, from his friend who works at DPS, has the video. His friend shot the video at DPS, Department of Public Safety, State Police, of the new driver's license terminal. And it says national ID number here, and they use the Social Security card. So now they've changed the templates. And by the way, right after he shot this video, they must have gotten the video of him getting the video. He was fired. They wouldn't say why. But now I'm going to be getting this video. Kevin has seen it. It says national ID card number here. I'm going to have that for the TV show.
Excellent.
So again, long before, well, Paul, a few weeks ago you talked about in England, all the banks say you must have your national ID card to bank, even though it's not the law yet.
Yeah, they've got a sign up over the counter saying you must present certain forms of ID to withdraw or deposit a certain amount of money, one of which is a national ID card, which is supposedly not in place in Britain, but they're rolling it out.
It's like HEB has signs up now in Houston and College Station. They put the thumb scanners in to buy and sell at the checkout registers. But here in Austin, they planned it years ago, but because of boycotts, they haven't. So a year ago, they put signs up that say you'll have to thumb scan here. Go ahead, Paul.
Yeah, and on the subject of cameras, 4.2 million in London, the British government signed a program 3 years ago to put them in parks and forests. I go to a protest last week, which was basically attended by 300 hippies. Every 10th police officer has a camera and is filming the protest for every 200 yards of the protest.
We'll be right back. Thanks for the call. More calls coming up.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
So what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. Perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091, or visit calbenpuresoap.com.
You've asked for them, and now they're here. Hello, folks. Alex Jones introducing you to the new Berkey PF2 fluoride and arsenic reduction elements for exclusive use with the Berkey Lights Black Berkey Purification Elements. The Berkey's PF2 simply screw onto the stem of the Black Berkey Purification Element. When used, water flow through the purification elements where pathogenic bacteria, harmful chemicals, radon-222, heavy metals, nitrates, foul taste, and odors are separated from the water. The water then flows through the PF2 elements where fluoride, arsenic, and other residual heavy metal ions are separated. Your purified water is now ready. If you have fluoride or arsenic in your water, you need the Berkey PF2 post-filter elements. Get a set of two for only $49 or get two sets for only $89 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
You love your pet, and when your dog or cat starts to suffer from the debilitating effects of arthritis, you want to do everything possible to bring back their energy and spirit. Now, both you and your pet can benefit from a revolutionary natural approach to overcoming arthritic problems induced by aging with Pet Wonder. Pet Wonder contains glucosamine sulfate, chondroitin sulfate, and shark cartilage, the three top natural ingredients for fighting arthritic problems, particularly inflammation and pain. Pet Wonder has no side effects, costs a fraction of many pharmaceutical or veterinarian procedures, and results are often seen in just a few days. Pet Wonder can help change the degeneration of your pet's health and rejuvenate both its health and happiness. Your pet will thank you for the added energy and spirit. Call 800-882-3213 for more information or to order Pet Wonder. It will turn your pet into the puppy or kitten it once was. Call 800-882-3213 today or visit the web at petwonder.com. That's petwonder.com.
I'm not trying to give you a bunch of gloom and doom. It's just the facts. We've got a criminal elite who believe that they're God, that are social Darwinists, who funded the Nazis, that funded the communists, that will work with anybody that centralizes power and control, who since the late 1940s have been building giant underground bases, involved in all different types of biological and chemical warfare tests, who've been proliferating these weapons around the globe, who openly say they want to get rid of 80 to 95% of us, trying to set up this sickening globalist utopian system. And they're openly admitting world government, saying they're going to draft us and take over the planet and set up a domestic police state here. It's all happening. They're scientifically breaking up our families, using systems to destroy our minds, to turn us into decadent creatures that are afraid to stand up for ourselves or even our families. The facts are the facts. And we challenge people out there to research our claims, because our claims are demonstrable, are provable, are based in fact, are historical. So stop denying what we've seen in human history. Look at history and then look at what's happening today. The most frightening developments ever. I mean, PNAC is openly talking about legitimizing with the public the use of race-specific bioweapons to kill certain races of people. I mean, this isn't the stuff of Joseph Mengele or Adolf Hitler. It's the stuff of Dick Cheney. And as John Forbes Carey, a member of the Order of Death of Skull and Bones, does he raise this or broach this? Of course not. He just wants the war to be bigger. And the liberals don't mind that. They love Bush because he didn't do it right. He didn't worship the UN. So we see the United Nations being legitimized and made the good guy in all of this. It's disgusting. We're going to go to Carol and Adam and Terry and Nolan and Singer, and that'll be it for calls. Got a few other news stories here I want to hit. But Paul Watson, before we cover a few of these news items, tell folks why they should sign up with PrisonPlanet.tv.
Well, firstly, because of the low expense of it, and that expense does support our bandwidth costs for, you know, I mean, for example, if we put an article out and it gets linked on another website, one text article alone that gets, you know, 100,000 hits if it's linked to elsewhere, that's a lot of bandwidth. So just imagine when, you know, a 10 megabyte audio file or even a 200 megabyte video file gets linked on these other big websites and, of course, people visiting our own websites. So basically they're funding the outreach to the people who are new to the material. My book's on there, your book's on there, your weekly reports are on there. We've now got an expanding library of documentary films by other authors. All of your documentary films online, the new films go on there before they're publicly available in hard copy. So at $5.95 a month, that's definitely worth anyone, you know, making that investment. And, it, you know, we accept credit card, PayPal, the whole payment system's very quick and easy.
Absolutely, and it's a certified secure server, folks. It is so important to go to PrisonPlanet.tv, and 15 cents a day if you sign up for a year, 19 cents a day if you sign up for a month. Weekly TV reports, my best audio interviews, both our books, all my videos, a bunch of other great films, PrisonPlanet.tv, ladies and gentlemen. Paul, I wanted to go over a few other articles here. An interesting website, Better Humans, put out this report, and it links to all these mainstream news articles we've already covered. The British government could soon be considering a program to vaccinate children against addiction to nicotine, cocaine, and other drugs. They've even got vaccines so you're not aggressive and angry, and the World Health Organization, we need to give you this shot so you're not an aggressive person at birth. This will rewire the brain. I mean, these are chemical, biological lobotomies. And even, you know, this side, who I usually disagree with, agrees with us. The technology and political interest are there, but inoculating kids against bad habits might do more than good. Folks, vaccines to change your brain chemistry? This is brain damaging you, Paul.
Well, yeah, go back and read Brave New World and then Huxley's later book, Brave New World Revisited, where he analyzes his fictional novel and concludes that it's all basically coming true in front of our eyes. And, you know, at the same time, they tell us that mercury's nutritious. And there was actually a big report last week out of The Lancet, which is a major medical journal, which said that taking vitamins now causes cancer. So it's, you know, how many fingers am I holding up, Winston? They'll try and change black into white. And we're going out on a limb and being rather extremist by saying that oranges are orange. So this whole medical thing is geared towards that creation of that brain-dead, shaven-headed slave race, bioengineered, which Huxley describes in his novel back in the 30s.
Now, since you mentioned that, John, can you grab that clip where they say mercury's good for you? Yeah, tell me when you get that, because this was a national report, and this was all over the country. This was a local report about that report. I mean, are you going to believe us and the thousands of studies that have been done for over the last 100 years that mercury is very bad and brain damages you? But it comes out with all these hundreds of reports saying the vaccines are doing it. Then they say they take it out. Then we find out they've actually increased the level of mercury. We have mainstream news reports on that on InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. And then they come back and say, okay, we were wrong. Mercury's actually nutritious and helps your mental acuity.
Well, there was an article out of LouRockwell.com, which we linked to, and I'll make a News in Focus tab out of it on the right-hand side, which will be up there tonight, where a medical professor, a PhD, goes through point by point in a 10-page article examples of how mercury is you know, damage, links to medical journals, different doctors saying the same thing, which completely disproves this government package propaganda clip which went out last week to all the local networks.
But, I mean, do we have to explain and document this? I mean, we have neurotically, but, folks, do you believe them when they say mercury's good for you? Here is that report from KI here locally one more time.
Mercury-containing vaccines may have on kids.
A life-saving device wins over-the-counter approval by the FDA.
And sick of your glasses and contact lenses? A new corrective eye surgery is approved today. Here's tonight's medical headlines with Medical Watch reporter Seema Mather.
Mercury-containing vaccines may help, not harm kids, according to two new studies in the journal Pediatrics. There have been widespread concerns that mercury-based preservatives in vaccines might impair the neurological development of children. These new studies suggest that the opposite, that the preservatives may actually be associated with improved behavior and mental performance. A recent move by the Food and Drug Administration could save your or a loved one's life. Heart start defibrillator.
All right, so you heard it, and the federal report said, yes, very nutritious and helps the brain. Paul, I guess we're radicals again, saying mercury isn't good for you.
Well, the good news is, as was the case in Britain, around 2 years ago, the government came out with a multi-million pounds propaganda campaign about how the triple jab autism and bowel disorder MMR shot was good for you. And then the polls came out after, and 99% of parents disbelieved the government and said that they wouldn't have their kids vaccinated.
So the bottom line to the globalists and their minions listening, do you really think we're going to keep buying it? Come on, guys. I mean, as things get worse and worse and you blow more stuff up to get us to submit to you, the truth's going to come out. You're going to lose. You're not going to get away with it. I mean, the giant wards full of autistic children from 1 in 25,000 20 years ago to now we're getting down to 1 out of 168. I mean, you just can't cover it up. People don't believe you anymore. And they're not going to buy this. You know, mercury is good for you and vitamins cause cancer. I mean, come on, folks. This is not a radical show. We're not radical here. We tell you there's a Patriot Act 2 when it's introduced, when we have a copy of it from the Library of Congress. We tell you that there's a national ID card being set up. It's open and public. We tell you there's a national draft being set up when they're already drafting people who've already served, and they've got 12 bills introduced, and they call us lying conspiracy theorists. I mean, Paul, it's really getting ridiculous.
Well, it is, but I mean, they present this slick, phony presentation on the surface, and many people buy it. I mean, like the going back to the debates with the situation with Bush and his earpiece. I mean, he's been caught numerous times, you know, slipping up on this. And there's an article today on the website which talks about that, where Tim Russert asks him a question and Bush responds with the quote, "I think that's an interesting question. Please elaborate on that a little bit." And he's not even looking at Russert when he says that. He's listening to the person in his earpiece. So on the
Well, surface, I mean, there's a better one. We even got the clip on the website. I know it's in our computer at the network, where he goes, "Hold on a minute, I'm waiting for something to pop in my head. Hold on, wait, and he puts his hand and then has the answer.
Yeah, which has reminded me to add that link to the article. Yeah, it's in the video section on prisonplanet.com, where he pauses for at least 5-6 solid seconds during that White House address.
Well, folks, I'm in the media, you know, I mean, I've done remotes from grocery stores, remotes from restaurants, remotes from ice bat games, you know, remotes from rodeos, and I know the look of a broadcaster when somebody's talking in their ears. I know the look of a TV person when they're getting a message through the earpiece. And Bush gets that faraway look when he'll wait and then stumble over it because they're feeding him lines, folks.
Which again discredits the whole anyone but Bush movement, because Bush can't even read a teleprompter. And you try to point this out to people, but they just can't see through it. They present this figurehead there in front of them, and all the vitriol is directed towards that.
But none of that's important. The point is, Kerry pulled a pin out of his pocket. Let's take some calls. Carol in Arkansas, thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Yes. Paul, I believe it was last month, a British Nurses Journal that came out with a report on hepatitis B shot, because all the healthcare workers, you know, are forced to take that shot.
It almost quadruples muscular sclerosis.
Yes. And that report said that.
And another one, since they started meningitis shots, deaths from it have increased 17.6%.
Yeah. Well, I had a friend, as a matter of fact, the girl Paul is from Wales, and she came over here. A whole lot of healthcare workers came here to Little Rock, Arkansas, to the University Med Center, to work in the university hospital. And this girl married my son's best friend. And she was forced to take the hepatitis B shot. She later broke out with something that looked like sarcomas on her arms and body. And then she was diagnosed with MS. She's now back in Wales, sadly. But it was a very, very sad situation.
And by the way, this is being done on purpose. This is eugenics on a mass scale. We caught them doing it. Why anybody would take any of these shots...
Well, they're being told they have to. They're being told they have to, and they don't realize they have an opt-out. I was listening to Dr. Lynn Horowitz's tape on vaccines last weekend, and it occurred to me this is what happened, because it's exactly what he said, and he did this tape probably 6 or so years ago.
Carol, why don't you just submit and go ahead and start drinking mercury every day? It's good for you.
Well, I wanted to
jump off a 5,000-foot cliff. You're going to fly.
Yeah,
Believe me. I say you're going to die, but they say you're going to fly, Carol.
Yeah, I know. Frogs had wings, too, you know. Well, the people in Oklahoma, David and those that call about the voting over there, you really do need to go register to vote, because you really do have a choice in the Senate race. Dr. Tom Coburn, who is a medical doctor there, who is a true conservative, he has proven with his votes he is a true conservative. He is a constitutionalist, believes in the same things that we conservatives do, whereas his lawyer Democrat opponent, Carson, does not. And he is the biggest fake and phony. The guy's an attorney, and he's just the biggest liar that ever walked the road. And if you look his record up a little bit, you'll find that out. I also wanted to verify that a girl named Judith Reisman wrote a book on Alfred Kinsey in the late 80s, and she exposed Alfred Kinsey as a pedophile and the fact that the Rockefellers had funded that whole operation. And that's very true. And the more you research, Carrie's father was in the CIA for the fellow who didn't believe, you know, that there's anything wrong with him. Also, Alex, did you hear over the weekend that there was a micro mini station in Santa Cruz that was confiscated? The people's homes were broken
into?
Yeah,
for those that don't understand, non-commercial, non-profit, non-licensed, known as pirates, we call them micros. One was grabbed in Tennessee, another was grabbed out in California, and it's just the New World Order. They always do it right before elections. It's very serious. Got to move on to other callers. Thank you for the call. I support micro FM if it's not interfering with commercial stations. I think it's a great First Amendment. They just come grab the equipment, folks. Adam in Texas. Adam, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, I've been listening to you for a long time. I grew up right around the corner from where your station is, I think, behind Zucker Park there. I was wondering if y'all had seen the commercial for the new for those silver dollars that supposedly come from a some mysterious dash of silver at the bottom of
there was over $160 billion, admittedly, of gold in the tower complex, and gold isn't destroyed, folks. But we're not supposed to discuss where that gold went. There was also a bunch of silver, and yeah, they say from silver found in the towers. From
it's so precious that, you know, they have it on a blowout sale for $19.99.
But let's not discuss the gold. Silverstein can say they blew it up and nothing happens. Paul?
Well, yeah, and then again, on another point, it's pretty sick that they would mint coins to make money out of them, you know, out of the material found there. But, there was a lot of things in those towers and in Building 7, which was a CIA outpost that they wanted to get rid of, and they got the job done on 9/11.
Okay, that's all. I just wanted to go out seeing that.
Yes, we had. Thank you for the call. Tim just hung up, so now let's go to Nolan in Texas. Nolan, you're on the air. Go ahead.
How you doing, Alex?
Good.
Look, this is somewhat off the subject, but there's things that we haven't considered yet that we're being lied to about, and we accept certain things One thing that's very powerful in our lives that nobody really thinks about is that the things we take for granted, we never question. One of these things that I finally started questioning is, are we sure that oil is a fossil fuel? We're so dependent on this crap, and they've told us all our lives, this is a fossil fuel. I've found fossils, man, and I've worked on oil rigs. I don't see bones that deep, dog. And I have never been digging around going, oh, there's some of that nasty oil that comes from things decaying. When something dies, it's getting eaten right away.
No, I mean, I understand that a lot of people think that it's part of a process within the earth in between the rock and the magma. And then there are people who say there's no oil left. That's just not true from the evidence.
There's lots of oil. But if you sit and do the math, if you'll just do the math, we've used 930 billion barrels of oil since the 1800s. If you do the math, that's 273,420 with nine zeros behind it in pounds of oil, if you allow a gallon of oil to weigh 7 pounds.
And they're supposedly
telling us a lot. Dude, another problem here. Any other citizenry with a brain would have gone to the streets with what's going on in this country by now. We would have had an armed revolt by now. We've been taught since childhood to allow other people to fight our fight for us. We've been taught, if you stand up for yourself, you're wrong.
We've been taught how to be slaves, spectators, minions. We'll be right back.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State is for you. Visit Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Black Berkey replacement elements are ideal for use in any gravity filter. These self-sterilizing filters can transform raw pond and lake water into delicious, crystal clear drinking water. Ideal for travel or outdoor events, and perfect in the event of hostile filtration environments such as local or national emergencies, because they remove both harmful chemicals and pathogenic bacteria from water. So powerful, they can remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. Try halomethane and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and NTBE are removed to below detectable limits. They reduce nitrate and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, aluminum, copper, and foul taste like chlorine and sulfur odors. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the helpful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Normally $48 each, get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com. Your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives in education.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Chronicling the criminal activities of the global elite, also known as the New World Order. We'll be back tonight, 9 to midnight Central Standard Time, on your great AM or FM station, or on Global Shortwave at 3210 from 9 to midnight Central. That's 8 to 11 Mountain. 10 to 1 a.m. Eastern. I want to go to Singer in New York here in a minute, but Paul Watson, before we do that, Britain's secretly kept in post-war French camps. London Guardian, new documents released, confirmed that de Gaulle went into the Nazi camps, and our government knew and did nothing. Your government did this and held Jews, Brits, it didn't matter, just went ahead and kept them in the camps. And they've gone and interviewed, 84-year-old retired businessmen and others, British folks that this happened to. And they knew all about it. But I want to remind folks that our government knew the Soviets got 20,000 British and U.S. and French troops. But 20,000 U.S. alone, and let the Soviets take them for slave labor. Oh, but your government wouldn't, just to be friends with the Soviets, but your government wouldn't carry out 9/11. And they wouldn't tell you mercury was nutritious either, would they? Yeah, they do. Paul, comments.
Well, yeah, wasn't it the case also, I think it was in the Scotsman, that Americans were kept in Japanese camps? The government knew about it, but made no attempt to get them out because it was useful war propaganda at the time. So it goes back to the Kissinger quote, you know, soldiers are tools to be used for foreign policy. It's that, the mentality that they treat the people who supposedly carry out their agenda. They're just using them for tools.
And then again, I have a Department of Health and Environment from the state of Kansas, and I get these from all over the country routinely. The Kansas Department of Health and Environment, along with 10 county health departments, 12 clinics, is organizing a series of exercises designed to assist local health department officials to exercise their plans to mass vaccinate entire communities should the event arise requiring this for smallpox, the flu, it goes on and on. And they're going to do forced inoculations drills, Paul.
Well, yeah, it's for your own safety. I mean, people peddle this line about this chemtrail spraying is to protect us from global warming, when in fact the recent reports say that the ozone layer is shrinking. So it's got nothing to do with that, and there's a whole history of these biological agents being tested against.
Yeah, the ozone holes get smaller and always has done that. Let us take a final call. Singer in New York, go ahead.
Yeah, how you doing? I just want to know, right, does China have a bigger navy than the U.S.? Or I don't really know, saying my boys believe in the Illuminati, and I really don't, you know?
Sir, our government tells us China and Russia is our friends now. Don't worry about them. It's these third world countries we've got to take over. And yes, they have a larger surface navy, not a larger sub-navy. But a lot of it's antiquated. Some of it's new because we've sold them the technologies. And they do have the newest cruise missiles and all the other goodies and MIRV technologies and long-range intercontinental ballistic missiles. The Illuminati, sir, is in your Encyclopedia Britannica. It's a real group.
Okay, I want to know one more thing. What's the Gulf of Tonkin?
The Gulf of Tonkin was in 1964, and we have two different types of LBJ. We've played them, just released last year, about 13 months ago. From right here in Austin at the Presidential Library, Gulf of Tonkin never happened. Our ships were never attacked. It was made up as a pretext for war.
Okay, thank you very much, sir. Enjoy your day.
Thank you. I appreciate the call. If you want to know about the Gulf of Tonkin, we get into it in Masters of Terror. If you want any of the 11 films I've made, go to InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Carry a bunch of other great videos by other wonderful researchers. InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order via the safe, secure online shopping cart, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Paul Watson, closing comments.
Well, we've got an interesting month ahead of us. More of these staged debates, possibility of this October surprise, maybe the stage capture of Bin Laden or discovery of WMDs. So at the very least, according to the proverb, you know, we live in interesting times.
We do, and we'll be here tracking it, chronicling it, documenting it. Now get out there and take on the New World Order, defend humanity, defend liberty. God demands it.